22-year-old Ahmed Shakie runs a clothing business in Eastleigh, on the outskirts of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. 4 years ago, he and two friends combined their resources to import clothes from Dubai and China and sell them at a profit. Their thriving enterprise draws in customers from all over the area. What's notable about this success is the fact that Shakie is a Somali refugee. He fled Mogadishu 7 years ago, but says he plans to return someday to rebuild his country.
Somalia,
there's fighting always. There are terrorists, and it isn't a peaceful place. It is not a place to live. Now that we are here in Kenya, we live and work here. When Somalia becomes peaceful, we will go back home.
Eastleigh, or small Mogadishu, is home to thousands of Somali migrants. Most who have attained legal status are either second or third generation Kenyan Somalis. Journalist Asaid Hassan fled the Hodan district in Somalia in 2006 at the height of the Al-Shabaab insurrection. Hassan worked at Horn Africa Radio, which was taken over by extremists. Today, Hassan works at Star FM, which is based in Eastleigh. The radio station covers Kenya and parts of Somalia. He says he and other Somalis face similar challenges living in Kenya.
Number one is the ethnic profiling. Also, there is a lack of documentation. We have come here for so long, and we have the problem of getting the proper ID in Kenya. And when we come across to the police, they ask us ID. Well, we don't have it.
2 weeks ago, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, in collaboration with UNHCR, began the voluntary repatriation of 94 Somali refugees from Kenya, 23 years after conflict and famine drove them from their homeland. The process is supported by Somalia. Michael Pellinger, the Senior Operations Officer and Programs Coordinator, says the refugees are provided humane treatment.
Well, IOM, along with other partners such as UNHCR, the Government of Kenya and other organizations, ensures that refugees that are coming into Kenya have all the adequate services available to them in relation to their concerns or whether in transit, or whether they are for a given period of time allowed to stay in Kenya until their situation is resolved.
As the world marks International Migrants Day on December 18th, IOM is looking towards its post-2015 development plan to ease the poverty of the migrants in Kenya. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.